Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Get the best of our podcast in heirloom hardcover or ebook by visiting the website inspirationallifelessons.com. Today's reading was edited and adapted from How to Develop Your Willpower by Claire Tree Major, published in 1920. Many years ago, I went to see an Indian scholar give a lecture on reincarnation. He said that the real, indestructible you, the self, is like a person shut up in a tall tower, and that each recurring life is another window let into the tower, giving you more and more light on your own problems, while at the same time opening up to your enlightened gaze a greater and greater stretch of the landscape of truth. This same analogy might apply equally well to our inner and hidden lives. Each physical, emotional, or mental attitude we bring under the control of ourself is another window let into the dark tower of our imprisonment, a window which not only gives you light with which to clearly and truthfully view the world, but through which also may shine some glimmer of the glory of the triumphant indwelling self. The quality of pure matter is inertia. The quality of pure spirit is energy. From a combination of the two, worlds are made. You are a world in yourself. You are in your human life a combination of these fundamental parts. Spirit and matter. You reflect their fundamental characteristics, energy and inertia. That is the beginning and end of your fight, to bring spirit triumphant from under the yoke of matter, to do, not to give in. When you put off something until tomorrow that you should do at once, you are giving the reins of self-government into the hands of the material part of you. You are obeying the commands of inertia. When you take the reins into your own hands, with the definite determination to guide your own life, you are employing the unconquerable force of energy. You must choose, and the one who thrusts themselves to the very topmost rung of the ladder in life is not the one who chooses inertia. You must either sink with your choice of the material, or rise with your choice of the spirit. The knife is not sharpened on wood, or the soft things of life. It must be ground on a stone which is harder than itself. So must you, even though the grinding process may sometimes hurt. This grinding must also be of your own choice. Wise is the person who recognizes the inevitableness of the laws of their own nature. Adjust yourself to the grindstone of life. Hold yourself true and firm and unflinching towards its vitalizing action, and you will emerge keen and fine and virile in all your attributes. Choosing the other way will not help you. you will suffer more by opposing those laws which you cannot change. Your rebellion will leave you broken and marred and helpless. Therefore, choose rightly. Be optimistic. Be cheerful. Your moods react on yourself as well as on other people. If you are failing in your present business or work, and have conscientiously used your powers to the limit without success, then change your occupation. But be very sure that there is no future for you in that business you are leaving behind. Examine yourself as well as the business. If you find that the fault is with your mental attitude toward the natural problems of your work, then give it another try, under a new determination to use the powers of the real you. However, if you find the fault is with the business, or with some issue within yourself, then give it up and begin again, making very sure that the new venture is something that will give you the very best possible chance of growth and self-expression. Then, having chosen, use all the powers of your nature to make good. Believe in your own powers. Believe in your work. And optimism and cheerfulness will be your unfailing companions. Nothing succeeds like success. Believe in yourself and others will believe in you. Believe in your business and show it, and others will be inspired to believe in you too. Business depends on other people's belief in you and your business ability. Your confidence in both inspires others to like confidence, and they bring their business to you. They build your business in their natural reaction to their belief in your success. Follow right principles in your care of their affairs. Your future is already established. Remember always that your mood is yours to choose. It is not formed by any condition of your business. The opposite of optimism is pessimism, looking for and expecting the worst instead of the best. The opposite of cheerfulness is dejection, feeling blue. Which would you like to have? You say you want happiness? Then you don't have to entertain moods which ruin happiness if you will yourself not to. Use your awakening willpower to secure for you moods which show happiness, without consideration of the material circumstances which may temporarily happen to you. No human being lives a life of absolutely unalloyed ease and pleasure. Don't expect that you will. You may not always choose your circumstances, but you may always choose your reaction to them. Every apparently disadvantageous condition has its bright side. There is a law of compensation, of balance. Learn to look at the compensation instead of the disadvantage. By doing so, you will entertain only moods that will help all other circumstances in your life. By allowing yourself to become blue and unhappy over one unpleasant condition, you make it impossible to enjoy the pleasant conditions. You can't be happy and unhappy at the same time. You go hungry because you have only 2/3 of a loaf instead of a whole one? Then why not be happy over the compensating circumstance, instead of fretting over the other third? The quality that makes it possible for us to use the higher force of energy to overcome the paralyzing weight of inertia is will. Will is the power we use in self-direction. It is through will that this energy of the self is demonstrated. The mark of the success maker is initiative. The ability to seize and direct currents of this vital force into channels of our own choice. Through force of training and the compelling necessities of life, you may maintain a balance, move with the mob, and float on the waters of existence. You may keep your head above water truly, but you won't have a very thrilling time, and you won't get far. The person who means something is the one who swims, not floats, who forges a passage by their own intention and energy, who knows the meaning of the word initiative. Exercise your initiative in your business. It means thinking for yourself and acting for yourself. It means doing things which seem necessary or advantageous without waiting for someone else to tell you to do them or to point out to you the value of such action. It means putting yourself into your work, irrespective of the amount of financial remuneration accruing to you. Of course, you should receive as much as your work is worth, but having settled and consented to work for a certain wage, then put your whole soul into what you are doing. The time server, the person who simply puts in so many hours a day for their wages, and works only when they are watched, harms no one as much as they do themselves. Initiative grows with use. Thinking and acting for yourself becomes a habit, and a valuable one, if given a chance to establish itself. It is the sure sign of a personal and financial success. It is a matter of choosing action instead of inaction, of energy instead of inertia. It means the transmutation of your dreams into actualities. Don't be a quitter. Learn the meaning of the word perseverance. Don't be content with the sort of will, which can be relied on to give a good vigorous impulse, but whose powers sadly peter out when it comes to a continuous performance. Let tenacity be your watchword. Don't begin anything until you have considered a sufficient number of reasons, important enough to arouse the greatest possible degree of enthusiasm in you for the venture. If you find your interest slipping after the first few signs of success, bring yourself back to your former enthusiasm by rehearsing again the reasons for your first choice of action. Keep the advantages to be derived from such a course of action constantly before you. Don't let your attention or your speculation wander to other forms of activity until you have completed the thing at hand. A good beginning is important, but it is the finished product which is the proof of your power. If you find your interest still hard to hold, make a personal fight between the desire to give up and your will to continue. Lack of perseverance is the result of lack of concentration. When you have mastered the art of concentration, perseverance will be easier for you. Until then, use each temptation to let go as a means of self-discipline. In the meantime, use any legitimate means to keep your interest alive. Attack the thing from another angle. Change your conditions of work if practical. Set yourself a given time in which to accomplish certain results. Any such plan may be used, but do not for your life let go of the main issue. As with all demonstrations of self-control, each succeeding victory will make the following one less difficult. A good mechanic, a successful business person, an eminent scholar, is not made in a day. Don't let procrastination suck the lifeblood from your power of accomplishment. Procrastination is the thief of time, some wise old philosopher said. Yes. And while it is stealing time, it takes along so many other things that what is left isn't worth much. The do-it spirit is good, but it is not good enough. You must get into the do-it-now habit. If it is something you don't like doing, postponement will only increase your distaste and spoil the intervening hours through the knowledge that the job still remains to be done. Courage demands of you that you do not shirk the disagreeable. Economy demands that you do not waste precious and irreclaimable time. Efficiency demands that you do here and now what your common sense tells you should be done. Your self-respect demands that you do not allow yourself to be conquered by a habit of evasion, of putting off. Yourself demands that you develop for it a will which is instant, decisive, obedient. A vacillating will is no will at all. If you have allowed yourself to form a habit of procrastination, today is the time to take it in hand. Don't pull the wool over your own eyes and think you can win by beginning tomorrow. Examine yourself and your business and truthfully face the harm which such a policy is doing to both. The procrastinator accomplishes a very small percentage of the things they really think they intend to do. And in the meantime, because they are late on their schedule, they miss connection with the fleeting opportunities for business success. Starting today, determine that hereafter, every minute shall be made to yield to you its quota of experience, its full measure of accomplishment. You will not only work better, but play better, by living each moment to the full, by choosing to do it now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.